Welcome to another episode of the Jam Pack Report, today for April the 27th of 2021. Of course, my name is Samuel Adams, and this is a daily gaming news podcast meant to bring you the hottest news you need to know from around the industry, hosted on YouTube and podcast services around the world 5 days a week. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to know. So if you enjoyed the show and you like what you see, hit that subscribe button and keep coming back for more. Of course, this week there was no show for Monday, a relatively low-key weekend, a lot of time to relax and unwind, so I figured we'd go ahead and take that day off. But boy, did Monday start off strong with a slew of news for us to dig into today, including some that's coming later in the week with a brand new state of play focusing entirely on Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. And on top of that, we now know the name of the mysterious Lombax we've all seen in the trailers. Meet Rivet, the mysterious new protagonist in Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Marcus Smith, creative director at Insomniac Games, takes to the PlayStation blog to give us an update. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart is now less than 2 months away, coming exclusively to the PlayStation 5 console on June 11, 2021. This brand new, full-length, standalone Ratchet & Clank adventure will be a blast for returning fans and newcomers alike. We have been hard at work on the game, and we know you've been craving an update. Let's start with a new trailer, shall we? And you can find that on the official PlayStation YouTube channel. Very visually impressive looking game, and on top of that, you really do see those PS5 SSD load times at work. Yes, we finally revealed her name. You guessed it, right? Rivet is a Lombax resistance fighter from another dimension, where the evil Emperor Nefarious hunts all those who oppose him. You saw brand new locations like Nefarious City and alternate dimension twist on old favorites like Sagrasso and Torn 4, along with a sneak peek at some new weapons and gameplay mechanics. The song we chose for the trailer has a special meaning beyond just being great, exciting tracks. It is from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominated band Devo, a personal favorite of mine, but some would say more importantly, the band that the incomparable Mark Mothersbaugh founded. I am excited to announce that Mark is the composer of the Rift Apart soundtrack. Beyond his work in Devo, you've likely heard his compositions across the years, whether it was in the original 3 Crash Bandicoot and Jak and Daxter games, as well as animated series like Rugrats and the blockbuster film Thor Ragnarok. We are so thrilled to be collaborating with Mark and cannot wait for you to hear the incredible score he has come up with. And then there are some SoundCloud links here if you want to listen to his mixtape. Many of you have been patiently waiting to see the 5 armor suits we are including in the Digital Deluxe Edition of the game. These 5 looks for Ratchet and Rivet were designed and developed particularly for the Digital Deluxe Edition, and there's a bit of a preview for you. The Imperial, Scavenger, Android, Rebel, and Hacker suits all give you some distinct cosmetic looks to play with and mix and match as you play and take photos in Ratchet & Clank's first ever photo mode. If you want to see more, this Thursday's State of Play is going to be held April 29th at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with more than 15 minutes of fresh gameplay, and on top of that, a little bit of news about 2 indies coming into the PlayStation ecosystem. All in all, this is very exciting, and I said this on Twitter, I'll say it again here today. This is beginning to truly feel like we are in the next generation, because up until this point, on both Xbox and PlayStation, outside of a few launch window games, there haven't been huge AAA next generation experiences. Xbox still has plenty of studios working behind the scenes to bring exclusives to that platform, but up until this point, backward compatibility and last gen to next generation improvements have really been the selling point for this console, outside of a couple of games like The Medium is one that comes to mind. In the PlayStation world, you saw Demon's Souls Remake and Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales come out of the gate swinging last year, but that was really the only big exclusive experience that you were having on the PlayStation 5 up until this point. But now we have Returnal, which dropped this week. Now we have Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, which looks phenomenal. Highly recommend you check out that trailer. And so now it really starts to feel like we're hitting our stride and we're finally getting into that next generation. Very exciting time to be a player, especially if you have a PlayStation 5 or if you are looking for one on the market. Very excited about this return of a classic, iconic franchise that has been a couple of years in the making. But in the meantime, dig into Apex Legends, which is getting a permanent team deathmatch mode in the Legacy update that is dropping on May the 4th. Engadget has a quick rundown of everything announced in the giant blog post, which is over on the Electronic Arts blog, and there's a lot to break down here. But in short, Valorant, and CSGO are rubbing off on the world of Apex Legends. Instead of having a Battle Royale 3v3 experience, this is going to be a close quarters 3v3 team deathmatch where you don't start off with nothing. You actually have a loadout at the beginning of every match, and you can buy guns in the same way that you would in Valorant or in CSGO through earned in-game points that you get from kills throughout the rounds. Now, if you want to win, things are a little bit more complicated. If your opponent is able to win at least two rounds, things get interesting. You'll have to pull ahead by two full rounds to win. Going 3-2 or 4-3 won't cut it. Instead, you'll have to go 4-2 or 5-3 to secure victory. Rounds will continue until one team pulls ahead by two rounds, and if this continues all the way to the ninth round by going 4-4, the game kicks into sudden deathmatch mode, and whoever wins round 9 takes home all of the glory. So, that changes things dramatically, and this is going to be a very, very fast-paced game mode. Not to mention, it's not going to be on the giant Battle Royale maps that we've all come to know and love. You have Party Crasher, which is a new custom map with more coming in the future, and on top of that, Phase Runner. Then there are BR Arena locations, so it's probably some of the more iconic locations from around the maps, so they kind of chunk out these little sections that do make sense. But in short, this looks to be a fantastic update that's dropping across PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, and PC, and I can see this being a very fast-paced little experience for us to dig into when we have a couple of minutes to kill. But for someone like me, this is incredibly exciting because instead of having to spend 30 minutes in a Battle Royale mode, or even 20 minutes in a Battle Royale mode, I can dive in and get some of that fast-paced gameplay that gets me right into the action, and this really does open this up to an entirely new group of people that might not be looking for that competitive BR-style experience. I'll also say, 3v3 team deathmatch, if implemented properly, could turn into a very big esports boon for Apex Legends. This is a fantastic way for new competitors that might not necessarily be competitive BR players to come into the limelight and say, hey, I might not be into Battle Royales, but I am definitely into this, and it might be one that I even dive into and give it a shot. I think I'll play on the Xbox Series X, but I kind of want to download on PC because that is where these FPSs really shine. Those mouse and keyboard controls are just incomparable on this PC that I've got here. So if you want to dive in, again, this Legacy update is dropping on May the 4th, if I remember correctly. I just want to confirm that for you all. But again, very exciting stuff to dig into, and a lot of new content coming to the biggest Apex Legends update to date by far. So dive in, give it a shot. In the meantime, however, you could dive into Knockout City, which is coming to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate through EA Play on May 21st. Now, I do want to mention, EA Play is not something that is exclusive to the Xbox ecosystem. This is the subscription service from Electronic Arts that's available on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. So if you're a subscriber, Knockout City comes at launch, which is a very big deal, and we'll talk about that more in a moment. But if you don't know what Knockout City is, effectively it is a team deathmatch dodgeball game. Very lighthearted, very entry level in my opinion, but it looks fun. The gameplay that I've seen looks solid. And I want to talk about the importance of this launching on Game Pass and EA Play, because this game is going to be $20 at full price. Not a lot of money, but still more than most people would be willing to pay for a game that they might not be familiar with and a game that they might be on the fence about. Let's call it that. And so, to see this coming into Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and EA Play guarantees that there will be populated servers. This guarantees that people will download it and give it a shot. This game will now have more players than it ever would have had if it had just launched as a standalone title. This is very exciting. And I don't know that much about Knockout City because I have not gotten my hands on it. I don't know how good the game feels, but this provides a platform for the game to succeed. This provides a platform for a Fall Guys style experience. This provides a platform for a Rocket League style experience where people dive in, enjoy the game, and then it becomes a streaming sensation and people begin to play it left and right. This is how you make those games into huge successes. So stay tuned. Again, this game is dropping on May 21st for $20 across all platforms, and it's coming to EA Play on Xbox and PlayStation and PC as well. But in the meantime, speaking of Game Pass, Dragon Quest Builders 2 comes to Game Pass on May 4th and is also launching generally on Xbox. Get ready to put on your hard hats, grab your tools, and start construction. You'll be able to embark on an epic journey and become the master builder, as Dragon Quest Builders 2 is coming to Xbox One, Series X and S, and Windows 10 PCs, and Xbox Game Pass on console, cloud, and PC on May the 4th. Dragon Quest Builders 2 is the acclaimed block-building RPG from Dragon Quest series creators Yuji Horii, character designer Akira Toriyama, and composer Koichi Sugiyama. It features a compelling story, charming characters, and the potential for incredible creativity. So if you want to dive into the Minecraft RPG, as I like to call it, again, this is coming to Game Pass on May the 4th, Dragon Quest Builders 2, solid addition that I did want to bring to the table. And speaking of playing on the cloud, we now have the update for iPhones, which allows you to have Game Pass on this device. And on top of that, the latest iOS update adds support for PS5 and Xbox Series X controllers. You can download the update now. I went ahead and did it last night, and I'm going to connect one of my Xbox Series X controllers later today to give it a shot. But in short, this adds full support for the newest generation of controllers. So whether you're playing Call of Duty Mobile, whether you're playing Game Pass Ultimate on the go, you can pick your controller of choice, dive in, and enjoy the game wherever you are. Very cool benefit, especially with so much cloud gaming coming down the pike. And who knows what PlayStation has in store as well. You could start to see remote play on iOS devices becoming a bigger part of their strategy going forward. So stay tuned, a lot to dig into there. But that rounds out today's episode of the Jam Pack Report. If you enjoyed today's show, drop me a like down below and let me know what you think about everything we talked about here today. But do you feel like we're in the next generation? Do you feel like PS5 and Xbox Series X and S are beginning to hit their stride? Would love to hear what you have to say. But until tomorrow, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, and peace.